Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Bridge the Gap podcast. Ryan out with your co-host, Jose Ascona.
Yo, this is Big P.
Yes, sir. And this is the bi-weekly podcast that we do based out of South Florida.
Yeah.
Where we try to bridge the gap on current events, pop culture, music, urban culture.
All that.
Fashion, business, technology, and much, much more.
A lot.
You trying to plug us, Pete? What are we trying to get plugged into?
Yo, follow us on Twitter at Bridge the Gap Pod. Follow us on Instagram at Bridge the Gap Podcast. Tap into the latest episode we drop on bridgethegappod.com. And yeah, man.
Yes,
connect,
sir.
Connect.
Check, 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 mic check. Check. Yerp. Check, 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 mic check, mic check. This is the Bridge the Gap podcast right now. So unfair. So unreasonable. Anything you wanna get off your chest right now, P? Anything you got going on right now? Anybody that's out in Weston right now, this is for you. Shout out, Dave. We in our Western Road flow. Ladies and gentlemen, right now this is the Bridge the Gap podcast once again. And if you're just tuning in, this is your co-host, Jose Ascona.
Yo, you got Big P here with you. And we got a special guest in the building tonight.
We have a special Very guest special in the building guest. Tonight. I don't know if you want to introduce yourself real quick.
Yo, what's goody? Stay laced in the building. Bridge the Gap podcast, man. You already know what it is.
Yeah.
Right now, if you're tuning in, you know, you can always find us on Twitter, Instagram, our webpage.
Word. You can follow us on Twitter at Bridge the Gap Pod. Follow us on Instagram at Bridge the Gap Podcast. Find our Podbean page on our website, bridgethegappodcast.com. Jose says I'm not trying to find sounding excited. I'm just trying to get the plugs off right. I'm trying to make sure that we're good. But nah, man, listen. For everybody who's tuning in for a second episode, I definitely want to start this episode and thank you for tuning in. Thank you for downloading, for subscribing, for following, for acknowledging us. Like, nah, it's really humbling. And it's almost, like, gratifying. And, like, I said humbling, but, like, I can't really stress it enough. Like, you could be doing anything, but yet you're taking time out of your day to come check out what me and Jose got going on in our lives and what we're going to talk about.
Yes, definitely. P said, I mean, I don't think there's a better word to describe it as humbling. It's a pretty humbling experience to just know that there's people out there that I don't even know that are really just want to know what we have to say. And for the people that do know us, just thank you for supporting us. And yeah, this is another episode of the Bridge the Gap podcast.
Word. Super excited. So round of applause to the listeners
before we get this.
But the reason why we're here today is because we wanted to highlight a creative that's in the building. Like we just said, Stay Lace is here with us. And he's one of Miramar's finest, man. And we're not talking about, you know, them pigs, as they like to be called, Miramar's finest. This is a guy that I've known for a long time, who's contributed to a lot of my favorite songs that I've heard come out. And we're going to kind of try to keep the focus on him on this episode, because if you've been tuned in, it was him at a center point of our previous discussion with regards to SoundCloud and its decline. And now we're here and he's here and he's going to get his feelings off. So without further ado, man, yo, bless the mic, man. Talk to him.
Yes, sir, man. First, you know, I appreciate y'all, you know, having me here. Bridge the Gap.
That's it.
Y'all really bridging the gap right here, man. This shit ain't never been done out here in Miramar, man. So this is a stepping stone to real, real great. Shit, legendary shit right here, man. So
thank you, man.
It's just for the listeners out there, when I was talking about the guy that I was talking to on the phone last episode, this is the guy right here to my right.
We were listening to some of his tracks before he got here just to warm up a little bit. But just off the mic, we were having a little conversation. So, first of all, I like some nice sneakers you got going
appreciate
on there.
It, appreciate it, you know. Some light.
Some light. Okay. This is,
he says drip game gotta be drippy.
Shit, you gotta be dripping, man. Every time you go out, man, you gotta bring a mop with you.
Oh, plug it. Dripper drum.
Shout out, Capo, man.
Where?
All right. And now we were just kind of talking a little bit, kind of saying, all right, man. Like, so, do you wanna drink a little bit with us? What are you up to? You wanna grab some beer? He was like, nah, I'm not really. Talk to us a little bit, man. Well, what's good with your
He don't be drinking beer. He says it's for the peasants. It's for the peasants.
Nah, man. You know it's 2019, man. We trying to look good out here, man. You know.
Okay. Please dive in.
You know, we cut out the beer. You know, we cutting out all them fatty fools, man. You know, we trying to have our skin glowing. We trying to look good for the ladies out here. You know, it's a new lifestyle.
The skin glowing,
out here, man. That's what it is, man. If you ain't on it, man, get on it, man. You actually might go ahead and get yourself.
Seems like that might be what I need. On this broadcast, I'll get you a follow up on my journey with that. If you know me, I've been trying to do it for the longest time. It's
hey man, he's a legend out here, man.
No, I'm
for real.
He can drink as much as he wants, smoke as much as he wants. He can do whatever he wants, man.
Yeah,
if you got a
man.
Problem with it, you gotta come holler.
We Pete, tell him your journey today. Well, you don't got to say the whole thing, but...
No. Okay, well, on a personal note, I caught a flat tire
please.
On the way to a meeting earlier today.
Yes.
No,
it's fine. I left the whip where it was. I handled business. I got dropped back off to the car. I got my shit towed. Took it to a place up the road. We're going to plug this local business in our area. It's Family Tire Spot. Right off Pines and Flamingo. They've been there for 31 years.
Go get your tires.
Yeah, man. Tires. I mean, hey, great customer service.
Go get your tires.
Get your tires. Get
stop
your
riding on them shits bald,
yeah,
man.
Get your it. Wheels aligned. Get
hey,
your
look,
get your
so
steering
the reason
wheel
why
coordinated.
I wanted to plug your day in is because, man, I found you at Wendy's, and even I was like, man, I need to get me some large fries or something. Out here.
Right.
That's all it is, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody likes to eat their burgers. Everybody likes to eat their fries and shit. But you know, at the end of the day. It's all good and all, you know, all fun and games, but, you know, when you see yourself adding 30, 40 pounds, and a couple months ago you was looking good, you look in the mirror, you get out the shower, and you're like, hold up, man, where this gut came from? You know, that shit make you change. So,
yeah, man. When you live in a Hispanic household, it's kind of difficult to keep a diet. I just wanted to say, I really don't.
Oh, no question, man. No question.
Yeah. Nah, but my silence is deafening on this subject, but no, it's definitely a transition for me versus kind of like a hop, skip, restart back into it. Because it's kind of like what you presented it to,
hey,
presented it as
wrong,
this
though,
far.
Man. You feel me? I love my burgers. I love my pizza. I love all that shit, man. But, you know, at the end of the day.
Like, you just want them vegan
like,
now.
Like, oh, nah, hell.
No.
Oh,
vegans,
God.
Shout out to my vegans, though. Oh. But,
and the vegetarians.
Vegans, you know, whatever you want to do, that's that, you know. But at the end of the day, it's...
Mind over matter.
Like you said, I live in a Hispanic household too.
Yeah.
Man. So it's rice and beans, platanitos, and all that shit all day.
Oh, man. How could you say no?
It's hard, bro. It's hard out here, but you know what? We get into it.
Word. But I'm focusing on other things, man. Last time we spoke in depth, I feel like that was at the fight.
The fight.
Yeah.
Y'all fought?
No, Ramil's, Rayon's fight.
Oh, okay.
Rayon's
okay.
Fight.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That is the last time we spoke.
Yeah. Right. And since then, dude, when it comes to, like, in the creative space, what would you say that you've been up to since that time?
Shit, that was about what?
That was, Ye had just come out. It was like June,
ago?
July.
Okay.
June, July was when that was, around that time.
Okay. I mean, dog, it's just, it's been a journey, bro, from that time till now. So it's like, back then it was, I didn't have anything released. I was planning on releasing tracks. I didn't know which ones I wanted to go ahead and start off with at first, you know, to come out to let the people hear. But one thing with me, man, that you know is I'm a perfectionist when it comes to my music, man.
Word.
When it comes to my creativity. Mm. So actually, two of the tracks that I'd end up dropping were actually recorded almost 2 years ago.
Right, because I do remember hearing them at H2.
Yeah, and that
one of those songs you played for me at H2.
And you know H2, that's ages ago. So.
Yeah, that's a while ago now, in 2019.
Yeah, so, I mean, from then to now, I mean, it's just, I'm in a different space as far as my confidence, as far as my direction, man, like everything.
Talk to me more about that. Like, you feel more comfortable putting out your music? Because last time we did speak at H2, you kind of alluded to, like, yeah, I know I got some shit. You tell me that I got some shit, but I just don't really know. This engineering shit, I'm getting a little bread off of it. So, like, what kind of moved you more in that direction?
Yeah, I mean, like, I started off engineering, bro, as you know. So, I mean, at first, that was my passion. I got into the producing as well.
Right.
So, it was really, like, crossing path as far as trying to just get into the artistry of music, bro. And I just found talent in myself. People were telling me the same thing. So, you know, when you got people asking you to drop things, you know, consistently, you know, fuck it, you might as well do it. And shout out to everybody that supported so far, bro, because honestly, when I did first drop these three tracks, I didn't think I was going to get as much support as I was. And it was kind of overwhelming at first because I was getting calls. I was getting text messages from people that I haven't spoken to in a long time.
Yeah, so, man, I even asked you. I was like, yo, what's your number? I got to call you really quickly just to kind of get my opinion.
Yeah, bro. So, I mean, it's definitely humbling. But, you know, this is just the beginning, man, you know.
Word.
At the end of the day, my confidence is sky high, man. I feel like as every other artist out here, man. Not every other artist, because, you know, some are better than others right now. But as far as just the core group that's out here that's representing Miramar and Florida in general, man, it's just Florida right now is on the rise, as we all know, and pretty much as the whole industry knows, man. There's a lot of talent coming out here, and there's a lot of talent that's yet been unheard that needs to get out. So.
Right. And as far as your creative process, right? Just going back to you showing P those tracks 2 years ago to now,
four
years ago, whatever it may be. What has changed that you feel like maybe you've matured in this area? Because I know you were talking about the mixing, the production, the engineering, but I know you're writing. Obviously, these tracks engineered by you, mastered by you, written by you, rapped by you. So is there anything that you feel like, okay, I've gotten better at this and this is why or this is how? Is there anything you feel like, okay?
I mean, as far as getting better, definitely the artistry part about it and the writing process has gone a lot better. Now, sometimes in the studio, I don't even write, to be honest. I'll just go ahead and punch in and just get it off the vibes, you know? Just going off of the energy. It's been a hell of a journey since then, bro. 3 years ago with that Don shit, the shit that I dropped till now. It's on a whole different mindset now.
Word.
As far as like, because as you know, man, like as you said too, I started off as engineering and then I master my own shit. I engineer my own shit. I mix my own shit. I write my own shit. Freestyle my own shit. Everything is done by me. So I don't have an engineer in the studio.
Mm. Right.
I'm running. If I don't have a mouse and a pad or a monitor in the booth, I'm going from the control room, running from there, pressing play.
The crazy takes.
The booth, and I'm doing that shit myself, bro. Mm. And I'm still getting the job done, dog. So there ain't no excuses in this shit, bro. People out here saying they don't need no, they don't have an engineer. Oh, I don't.
They don't have anything.
They don't got anything.
Right.
Look, man, that's all bullshit. If you want to get it done, you're going to get it done.
Word.
If you want it bad enough, you're going to get that shit done.
So my next question would be more like...
Hey, Jose, I hope you don't mind.
No, you good, man.
You're at Base World.
No, you good,
you're at Base World, bro. Feel free to do whatever you got to do. So, like, going from that time where you were showing me one of those songs for the first time at H2 to now, you've been more frequently recording your own music as well?
Yeah, I've been more on the artist part of it, man. Because
so that means you have more to come.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
Definitely. Those first three tracks, like I said, those were one of them, Bustin' Plays, was actually about 6 to 8 months ago, sometime last year. I'm not sure the exact date.
Yeah, yeah.
But Don Shit, like I said, was about 3 years ago. And then Tech was also about a year ago.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah, that's a vibe.
Which one out of those three tracks is your favorite?
I don't really have a favorite, man, to be honest.
Yeah?
A lot of my favorite shit is a lot of unreleased shit that y'all haven't even heard yet.
That's what I kind of want to focus on, because the thing is like, I saw you post that they're coming down, so possibly by the time this comes out, they might not even be on SoundCloud anymore?
Nah, they'll be off of SoundCloud. They'll be on all major platforms, but definitely, you know, that episode one kind of opened my eyes to that SoundCloud shit. But,
yeah, man, because, I mean, I just actually saw a report from Billboard earlier today that they're actually trying to, like... move closer to the DistroKid deal that popped off Spotify that we mentioned as well, and they're actually starting to offer the SoundCloud Go users direct distribution to everywhere else.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a final kick, you know, a final in the bed as you know, they pass on.
You, and what kind of opened my eyes to it is that there was actually a fourth track that I was going to upload onto SoundCloud. It's called E-Class. That was also pre-recorded about the same time as Don shit, about 2-3 years ago. And when I uploaded it to SoundCloud, it didn't let me go. It didn't let me post it because it came back with a message saying that it was copyrighted. But how can something be copyrighted when it's an original beat, original lyrics, original everything, but yet you're saying that I'm copywriting something that's totally original?
My next question would be, did you like take any lyrics or
nothing?
It's all original material.
All original material. Everything. Everything that I put out is original, man.
That's the thing, bro. Like in today's landscape, if that's your case, then it empowers you to make sure that you seek consultation to make sure that like the ownership of your music stays with you from the beginning, so you have a leverage point and a negotiation chip. When you take a deal or explore a deal you seriously are considering later on in your career.
Facts.
I mean, for me, dog, like, I just think about the contributions that I know you were making and the contributions I saw myself. And I was just like, dude, the circumstance at that time wasn't, like, ideal. But I see that you've gotten to a point where you're continuing and you're not just working on your own stuff as well. We had mentioned an individual before we started recording. I'm guessing you're mixing and mastering his stuff as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about Papa Cardi, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man. Shout out my nigga Oscar, man.
Word. Shout out to him.
Shout out to the whole gang, FOE, man.
Word.
As far as that, yeah, man. As far as engineering and all that, the people that I'm really working with is obviously in-house, but it's on a whole nother wave. You know, I'm on my English, you know, underground Florida shit.
As your own artist.
As my own artist. But at the same time, we're on a whole different lane as far as reggaeton, which we're coming out with, which we just shot a video just 2 days ago where, you know, the first single that we go ahead and drop, man, Mando Tiro, man. So it's
Mando Tiro by Papo Cartier.
Yeah, throwing shots, man, by Papo Cartier, man.
I send shots.
Oh, okay, that's the English translation for our non-speaking Spanish listeners. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, I'm anticipating seeing that video, and I did hear that there's a couple cameos that I'm going to enjoy.
Man, my brother, I don't know if you remember the guest the of first, the last episode, but my brother is there. I heard he's throwing some hundreds somewhere. I mean, I really don't know what's going on over there. Man, I got the invite, but I was like, no. I don't have that much money to be throwing around like that. It's all coming to this podcast. So, shout out Sam Mash for taking all my money. But nonetheless, I mean, hey, one thing that I wanted to, because before you came, P and I were discussing, you know, your tracks and which ones do we like, which ones are our favorite. There was another individual here a couple nights ago. We played it for him. Don shit was his favorite. He listened to that. He was like, yo, that's crazy right there. Yeah. For me, it's Bustin' Plays.
That's fire that, the three of us each liked a different song.
And it just shows that people listen for different things, right? Some people listen for the same thing, but it's crazy because you're catering to different audiences just with these three tracks. So I just want to give you a round of applause there. Yeah.
For sure.
Right there, that's pretty epic. Is there an audience that you're targeting?
I mean, I'm not really going towards an audience or anything like that, man. I'm just doing me when I'm in the booth and I'm going off of the vibes and the energy that I'm on. So whatever audience that caters to at that moment, that's what music is, man. You know, like you can be at one mood at one point during the day that you feel like hearing some hardcore bars and you feel like, you know, you just want to hear that type of vibe, and I could deliver that to you. Or you might be, you know, driving home from the club with your girl, and you're on a more, you know, a more chill vibe, you know, you're trying to set the mood, and I can go ahead and cater to that too. So it's all about just versatility, man. That's what I'm about. That's what I've been
trying
to do.
More mood cadence.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Got it.
Exactly. I mean, and that just comes from inspiration as well from other artists, you know, that I listen to as well, and just, you know, going off of what I feel is right at the time. So that's what it is.
For sure. All right. Well, I mean, now would be a great time to possibly play a song.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't, like I said, brother, like, it's nothing against you, it's nothing against any artist, but me personally, recently, I removed SoundCloud from my phone. So,
nah,
like,
I feel you, bro. P opened my mind to that shit, man. Definitely, bro. When I heard that episode one, I was like, man, fuck SoundCloud, man. Let me go ahead hit my man P up and, you know, get this shit on major platforms for real.
Yeah, man, because this is the thing, like, in my opinion, you get the opportunity to showcase your skill at a different level because you're able to target people that, like, they might not even really find your stuff, but that's if you work it properly. What we'll talk about off air is how to make sure that, like, the music you put out is worked the right way, because it's not the same as, like, scoring a repost. But yeah, this is actually the song that I decided was my favorite one. This is Tech by Stay Laced. Y'all tap in right now.
She see all the jewels, now she fucking the set. I pull out the line, now little mama, she wait. Bitch, I'm in with this shit, I just don't see no threat. I pop me a bird and go back up in there.
Yeah, nah, but I'ma keep it a bean, bro. Like, I heard this the first time he played it, and I was like, oh, for sure. This can go, bro. Like I said, off the mic, there's certain things that you could do with the song like this. I'm pretty sure you have others that are like it, that, like, the right angle, and you're just going to catch a bunch of streams.
Yeah.
And then this is another one.
Yeah, this happens out of the three tracks, Bust in Place. This happens to be my favorite.
Backs up in my pocket, I just might go to the bank. Money splits up in the studio, that's how I spend my day.
Yeah.
In place, hoping I don't catch a case. All I see is green, I'm by my Benji's like I'm fucking Frank. Got the package kind of stained, straight deposits to the bank. Heard you smoking on that.
Yo, dude, like, he played it and I was like, bro, this music is truly, like, you should be, like, trying to capitalize off the moment. Because the thing is, bro, even though, like I said, even though it may not come out the gate, what people are seeing from all these other artists, but being able to, like, build your catalog there, it's when that moment comes where things transition that a whole new audience that you'll have tapped into will go to a back catalog. You see what I'm saying?
No,
you
want
to get to that point.
And that's what I didn't realize before, and that's why I was holding back my shit. You feel me? So it came to the point where I was like, yo, I know I got the material. And not only that, like, yo, because, yo, this is the thing, bro. Like, a lot of people out here will be like, oh, yeah, bro, my shit's hot. You feel me? Like, listen to this shit.
Right.
And bomb. At the end of the day, your shit really might not be hot, though. So, when I go ahead and I drop this shit, and I'm getting my feedback, and, you know, I'm getting, before I even drop this shit, I'm telling people, like, yo, like, what do you think about this shit? And I have everybody just telling me, like, yo, you really have the potential to go ahead and really do something with
this.
There
you go.
And I never really took that serious, and then it
right.
just, like, this, my whole confidence started going up, you know, just my talent started getting better, my creative process started getting better, and just literally I feel like every track that I do, I just get better every single time. So
that's truly beautiful, man, because I like I said, you are talented, you have something with just those three songs, and if you have SoundCloud on your phone and you're listening to this podcast, even if you're listening to it possibly on SoundCloud, this is where you should stop and check out those songs.
Yeah, for real. Right now, I'm just going to play. We already played two of them. We might as well play the last one. The last one is called Don Shit, and this is the one he was referring to earlier.
With Don shit, I had to turn the on switch. We back to back with soldiers dressed in all black on some mob shit.
Yo, shout out Stay Laced, man.
We fucking in this bitch.
I
laugh at all these niggas that be thinking they be on shit.
Yo, tell them that we fucking bridging the fucking gap right now.
I'm with a bitch inside the coupe who say she don't do this often. 2 ounces got me nauseous. We taking all precautions. Smoking on some OG, getting that I'm on some darn shit. These demons got me tossing. These fiends, they got me bossing. When it comes to getting money, I'm about that action like I'm bouncing. We aiming at your conscious. You dead, you need a coffin. Got dope all in the whipping in my socks like I'm from Boston. Excuse me, yes, I'm flossing. These pussy niggas gossing.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of what's going on out here. We're talking Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, Orlando, Tampa, all around Florida. Like, the entire music industry's focus, very secretly, and it's becoming more and more prevalent that, like, their focus is what's going on out here.
Facts.
And it's artists like you that just reinforce that. Like, you record yourself. You're making your own beats. You're writing your own material. Just like how I heard referenced somewhere else, you are a lucrative opportunity because you're producing original IP, right. Bro.
It's a one-man band, bro. That's
right. You know, just speaking on, like, bridging the gap in our generation, I mean, it's very hard. You know, a lot of us, we tend to think, okay, I mean, it'll come one day, or we'll just wait on it, or I'll find somebody to engineer, I'll find somebody to write, I'll find a booth. But it's very encouraging how you found it yourself. You're self-equipping yourself just for the future, you know, whatever may come through. And dude, congrats again, man. Those three tracks are great. And I know those three tracks are 3+ years old. So I know you've gotten better and there's some more heat in the chamber.
Oh, yeah, man. We got shit coming, bro. We definitely got shit coming, man.
Yeah. You and the whole crew, right?
The whole crew, man. But as far as myself, I mean, like I said, the crew and me are two different artists.
Right.
I'm not an artist on the other lane, you feel me? I'm more of an engineer, producer, and songwriter as well.
In that space.
In that lane, yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, do you? I don't know if you mind, but I want to hear more about that, dude. That too, because it's just like as we bridge the gap, like, we focus on you as an artist, but, you know, you as a creative is just more of a compelling argument, because it's just like, yo, like, you're writing songs as well, or at least contributing to writing songs as well. What's that like?
Yeah, I mean, shit, it's, you know, my background is from Cuba, so, I mean, I do have Latin roots as well, so, I mean, it's fun, bro. It really is, bro, to be able to be on both sides of production as far as songwriting, as far as being my own artist, and then going ahead and just changing it to a whole nother lane, to a whole nother genre of music. It's, I love this shit, bro.
I've always wanted to ask a songwriter, like, when you're writing songs that may or may not be for you but for someone else, like, do you try to put yourself outside of yourself, or do you attempt to, like, let yourself attempt to emulate or be vague enough to, like, let it be morphed through someone else? I know this is a super intimate question, but...
Nah, it's not. It's funny because I've worked, like, you know, starting off engineering in this shit, the reason... Not only because of the talent that I realize that I have, and then, you know, the potential that I have to be able to go ahead and just bridge, you know, that part off and just become an artist fully. Besides that, it kind of just opened up to me as far as, like, the whole industry, that, yo, I can go ahead and make a whole nother income just off of writing for people. And that's where I was really trying to go at first. And then I started getting to the studio myself, and I was just doing this shit myself, and I was like, yo, you know, fuck this shit, bro.
That's when I found out I could do it myself, I get it.
Yeah, man, it's just, it's fun, bro. It's you gotta have a passion for it, and as far as writing for other people, like, it depends how much I really fuck with them. How much I fuck with your vibe, the direction you're going in, the type of music you're making, obviously, but, when it comes from gang, you feel me, like Papo, and, you know, FMA,
well,
whatever.
Yeah, well, it didn't necessarily need to be about anybody specifically, but, like, the songwriting process for me has always been interesting, especially now with all this, like, new information that we've gathered. Like, I think it's very, like, insightful to me, like, once we get out of here, as we get over this bridge on this episode, how we get into, like, that as well. Mm-hmm. But, nah, man, like, for me, I appreciate the answer, because it kind of leads into what I was thinking. Like, so it's more like the connections and the relationships you have kind of, like, lead as to how far in you can get as a songwriter without being too fabricated.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I kind of started. As you like, as you know, bro, like, I started this shit. One of the first artists that I really started working with, two of the first artists that I really started fucking with, was Sean Fuego and Kevo. It's definitely, it's real tedious at times just because I try to balance it out as far as being on the other side of production, not just the artistry. So it's, I gotta find time for both, and when I don't have time, it's fuck it, I'm to myself, and I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna create what I wanna create. But
word.
It's definitely fun, bro.
For sure.
I could do this shit all day.
And cool. I got that sense, bro. Like, the way we were chilling in H2 one time and you were playing me stuff, I feel like it was before or after, like, the session was officially supposed to start. Like, I could tell, like, just me
can you
giving
tell the public what H2 is.
Nah, H2 Studios is is a location
for the
where music
that might not be aware.
No, for sure. And thank you for reminding me. H2 Studios is a location in Miami-Dade County where people can record, and it's also a performance venue. I'm not making the focus there, but like, I just remember how like you were more like seeking for me to give input, and I was like, yo, like, what if you did this and did that? I could just feel that, like, at that point that you were the kind of person, like, in the professional sense of recording music, could definitely spawn a lot because you were feeding off the energy I was giving you. And I don't even remember if anything was actually done, but it just felt like, yo, you know what you're doing. You were maneuvering in a way that I felt like you knew what you were doing. And for everybody who may not know, he's going to get on Apple Music and Spotify and Tidal and everywhere else in the most legitimate of ways. So once that happens and you follow him on Instagram at
StayLace1K,
you'll be first informed as to when his new music comes out, just like the music we played earlier.
Yeah, man. it's a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, man.
I wanted to ask you, is there anything you've been listening to lately? Is there anything, you know, that you want to, like, yo, this is hot, this is not, or if there's anything you're like, man, I'm really digging this project. Is there anything, or you just listen to your own stuff?
Yeah, good question. I was like, you know, great question.
Nah, that's the thing, man. A lot of people that drop their own shit want to go ahead and listen to their shit all day. I really do not listen to my music like that. Like, obviously I do, you feel me? Like, I'll go ahead and bump it here and there. But I really don't, because what gets me motivation is hearing other artists that are above me.
Right.
Just seeing how they
studying work. The masters, basically, the people
that
have already.
Yeah, seeing how they sound, getting the feedback that they're getting from when, and imagine these are artists that are on major platforms that have already made it.
So who do you listen to? Who do you listen to?
To be honest, my number one person that I really listen to, mm-hmm. I get a lot of inspiration from, is Dave East.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's
solid.
And a lot of people out here, especially in my generation, are just gonna be like,
I mean, like, shout out New York if you guys ever listening.
Shout out New York, man. I mean, we from Florida, man, but a lot of inspiration comes from that man right there, and that's real Harlem, New York roots right there. You could kind of hear a little bit of that sound in that Don Shit track, to be honest.
Right.
And no question about it.
Okay. No, that's humble of you to just kind of word it that way.
Because that sound, out of those three tracks, two, the ones that P like and that I like, they sound more similar than to the Don one, right? Yeah. The Don one is the one that's like, okay, whoa, like, this is completely on the other edge of the table. Like, this one sounds different. Sounds great, but it just sounds different, right? Yeah. So it's good to hear, like, where that came from.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's why I feel like I have an edge, because I have, just like we said earlier, I have that versatility. I can I can cater to the people that want to hear that type of vibe, and I can cater to the people that want to hear that real just cruising music, whatever you feel it is, I can go ahead and just deliver each way. It don't matter.
For sure. Mm. But like, is there anybody else that you're listening to that inspires you, that kind of like keeps you on your toes?
I mean,
you
always gotta pay homage to the OGs, man. So I mean, you gotta go ahead and pay homage to Kanye, definitely.
Okay.
I
might be waiting for another name, but we'll. I don't know if.
Shit, are we talking
about? Who am I talking about?
Listen, you really found a way. All right.
If you're looking for the Jay-Z.
Hey, look, man.
Let him speak. What were you going to say?
I mean, yo, I fuck with Jay-Z, bro.
But?
There's not even a butt.
You need to stop, P. There it is. There's not even a butt.
Can I go on here and say I can name every single one of his albums? No, I can't.
Okay.
And that's just being totally honest.
But I really like the fact that you said Kanye, because I feel like it suits you more with the type of artist that you are.
Exactly.
Right? You don't see Jay-Z producing or engineering, right?
Yeah.
But...
Right, but I didn't even really look at it like that, but at the same time,
yeah, to be honest, I didn't either. That's actually a good point.
Yeah, right. So I can definitely see, if you're looking up to the OGs, I can definitely see, okay, like, this is why I look up to these people and this is why I don't, you know?
Facts.
So, in considering, like, the current landscape, dude, like how do you feel about music altogether? Like, you're making a contribution for what reason? Like, where do you feel things are right now?
I feel as if everybody is just...
Great question.
Yeah, it definitely is, and it's kind of complex because...
Right, I don't mean to, like, be vague, but, you know,
It's right now, it's just self-expression. It's always been self-expression, but the thing is, with the platforms that everybody's having now as far as social media and everything, it doesn't matter what you're talking about. It doesn't matter anything, bro. You could go ahead and just express exactly how you feel at that moment, and if people fuck with it, people fuck with it. If people don't, then people don't. But at the end of the day, you could do whatever you want.
And people are reacting and engaging.
People are reacting to whatever they feel as if whatever's catching their attention at that time. They're going to fuck with it.
So, I mean, a good segue question would then be, like, when you factor that in, the, like, void of right or wrong, you throw a little bit of the clout factor into it. Like, does that kind of, like, is that something you consider with your career? Because for me, I noticed that a lot of the artists that are out here, and for whatever their reason may be, they don't really engage in all that clout chasing, that viral bullshit. So
yeah,
like,
and you could kind of put me in that conversation, too, because, I mean, I've been doing music for about 5 years now, and... I could have went ahead and been dropped my shit and played the clout game, you know, and I decided not to do that because, as you can just tell from my tracks that I had dropped, it's not the regular sound that you're hearing as far as this generation.
Yeah, nah, it's the fact that you're so, like, versatile that is really intriguing to me, because you're singing on one song, you're giving them straight bars on another, and you're doing something different on the third song. For the listener who may, like, want to check you out after they hear this, bro, like, are you going to keep that level of versatility, or will, like, a project allow you to expand on one sound or try something different? You're just going to, because, like, I want to know, like, are you just going to keep giving out songs, or are you dropping any form of a project anytime soon?
No, not at all, because if I was dropping any type of form of project, you would have been heard about me as far as being an artist. So I'm very particular to what I drop.
And very calculated.
And how I move. So
okay.
It's a real process for me, but now, as far as, you know, I went ahead and, you know, I dropped my first three tracks, getting good feedback. So now I'm going off of what I'm hearing, and I'm going off on how I feel and the direction that I'm going into, and I'm just gonna take off with it, man. I mean, the versatility is always gonna be there, 'cause it's just within me. I'm gonna deliver each way. It doesn't matter, but new music coming soon, man. March is gonna be a big month for me, man. Because not only do I have new music, I have visuals. I actually have an interview at Strong Arm Radio two Thursdays from now, which is Flo Rida's radio station, and I have an interview with them, and we're gonna go ahead and preview the first three tracks that I went ahead and dropped, and then we're gonna talk about future moves that I have planned.
Yo, round of applause, man! Round of applause for Stay Lace one time.
Yeah, he working, man. Nah, but, and I'm proud of you, too, and I'm happy for you, man, because, like, low-key, almost every artist from out here, like, I feel like y'all deserve it, because as somebody who's close to y'all and can see how y'all are working, to say that y'all don't deserve it, and when we factor in y'all not on that clout like that, like, it's true artistry. It's not shits and giggles. And that, piggybacking on what we were saying earlier, that's, to me, what seems like why there's all this interest here. Kodak is talent. X was talent. Wi-Fi talent.
Talent, for sure.
Right. It's not about, yo, he's this kid in L.A., let's prop him up, he's going to do X, Y, Z, and we're going to get him on a media press run.
No knock on L.A., but yeah.
No. And shout out to all the artists that are doing that, and they working, and they're feeding their families and all, but, like, yo, we'll dive into this on another point, but the Renaissance is here, ladies and gentlemen. True artistry is what's back in demand.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Just to give you guys a little bit of background, we all went to the same high school, Everglades High School. Shout out Broward, shout out Miramar.
Shout out Fletcher, man.
Yeah, for real. We went to Everglades High. I believe you were a year younger than me. So
I believe so, man. Yeah. I'm 24 years younger.
Okay,
man.
Okay.
25 in April. So
there you go. There you go. 26 in March. Damn. 26 in March. All right. Yeah. Well,
so that means you graduated high school in 2012.
2012.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you were in the same class as my brother.
Yeah, I was.
And
man.
And yeah, and Papo. Yeah, I mean, one way or another, he got there.
Yeah, yeah. And
he just loved your class so much that he just ended up being there.
Papo had to stay one more year. But you know what, man? That's my brother, man.
Yeah, yeah, bro. Yo, shout out Papa, man.
It's love for life, man.
No, but it's a great segue, dog. I'm anticipating seeing that video. I don't know Spanish well enough to be able to keep up with the song, but I'm happy for him, dog. I'm happy that you're able to play a role in that, and I'm happy he's able to, like, get into something that he's comfortable with. For the listener who is interested in listening to that guy, that's Papo Cartier.
For sure.
For sure, man. For sure.
For sure. And another question I have is just working with different artists, right? How do you measure or how do you know, okay, this is someone I want to work with.
Yeah,
this is
good
someone
question.
I want to write with. This is someone that I feel like will contribute to my musical talent later on. Like, how do you measure that?
I mean, it's all off of vibes, man. That's really what it comes down to. Because I done sat in the studio with people and I'm making my money. And yeah, you know, as long as you get into that bag, you know, it's cool. But it got to a point where I had to stop taking sessions from certain people because I just, I was getting money off of it, which, you know, go ahead and do your thing.
It's hard to turn down money, but in this field.
When I'm an artist as well, I don't see any growth from that. So there's a lot of people that I will turn down if I don't have that. I don't see that direction, and I don't. No knock on nobody, bro. You want to make music, bro?
Right.
Make your music, bro. Yeah, and if your shit's not hot, you keep going. You feel me? Keep going.
Right.
Keep improving on your craft. Ain't no doubt about it. I ain't trying to knock nobody out here, but it comes to a point where you gotta cut certain things off to be able to help yourself grow, and that's what I feel I had to do.
Right, right. Shout out to yourself because, I mean, more of an artist, you're a person, right? So it's one of those things where it's one of those things where you're just going to cut off things because of the person you are, right?
Yeah, yeah,
more
yeah.
of the artist that you are.
Yeah, not definitely not because of the person that they are, you know?
Right,
not at
right.
all, man. I can relate to everybody, but at the same time, there's some people that you can't relate to. It's you know, I live a certain way, I move a certain way, and if you're not in the same direction that I'm in, I'm not going to fuck with you because you're not going to help me grow.
So, right.
I mean, everybody's trying to get success out here, man. So you got to do what you got to do to get to that point. But at the same time, you got to stick to your morals and you got to stick to your values.
Man, shout out to you, man. My grandpa, he used to say this quote. He says, "I don't negotiate my morals and my ethics." You feel
exactly.
me? So that's great that even in this generation, you find some people like yourself that, you know, that you don't negotiate those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's how we bridge the gap. That's how we bridge the gap on the Bridge the Gap podcast. We give someone who may not even be listening or checking for this an artist that is truly talented, won't compromise, is not clout, and is here to deliver and continue to deliver. Ladies and gentlemen, like I thank you for listening. Thank you for getting to this point in this.
Shout out to Olive Brower.
Thank you, Laced, for pulling up. Thank you for taking the time out to agree to do this, man. Like, you didn't have to, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt, man. No doubt, man. It was a pleasure being here, for sure. Bridge the Gap podcast, man. Big things coming, bro. I can see it here, man. I definitely can. And one thing before I sign off, man, just shout out to the people that helped me get to this point as far as my confidence, as far as me talent-wise, man. Killer Wise Beats, man. Hey, the list goes on, bro.
But no.
Really,
plug them
really,
all. Plug
really,
everybody you want
really
to right now.
I really got to shout out Killer Watts, man, because he's the one that really gave me an opportunity to learn from an engineering standpoint and as just a person that really wants to learn the music.
He respected your genuine interest.
He respected my genuine interest, man, and he didn't have to take me in because that has a foot in the game, man. He got placements with Future, Zoe Dallas, Coleon. The list goes on, man. Gunna, Thugger, Offset, bro. And that's not a person that usually just goes out and just gives somebody an opportunity off the street. And he went ahead and gave that to me, and
Word.
I just took off with it, man. So shout out to Killer Wise Beats, man.
Word, man. Hey, thank you again to everybody who tuned in.
Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. This was another episode of the Bridge the Gap podcast. Where we intend to bridge the gap. Shout out Florida. Shout out New York. Shout out Davey. Shout out everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in if you're on the other side of the world. Thank you for tuning in if you're in our backyard. Just thank you, everybody, for supporting us, for listening. And we just want to bridge the gap with you, whether you're a new listener. Hit the follow button on the Instagram and on the Twitter page. If again, check out our webpage. We're going to be posting some cool stuff there in the near future. And as of now, stay laced, my brother. Thank you for coming through.
Pleasure, bro.
We love you. We appreciate you, man. And
this was great, man.
This was amazing. So
thank you to everybody tuning in, signing off here.
Yeah. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Bridge the Gap podcast. Right now with your co-host, Jose Ascona.
Yo, this is Big P.
Yes, sir. And this is the bi-weekly podcast that we do based out of South Florida.
Yeah.
Where we try to bridge the gap on current events, pop culture, music, urban culture.
All that.
Fashion, business, technology, and much, much more.
A lot.
You trying to plug us, Pete? What are we trying to get plugged into?
Yo, follow us on Twitter at Bridge the Gap Pod. Follow us on Instagram at Bridge the Gap Podcast. Tap into the latest episode we drop on bridgethegappod.com. And yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Connect.